The grisly reality of Israel's 8-day war in Gaza in mid-November still haunts the minds of many Gazans. They continue to bear the psychological traumas of the Israeli wanton aggression, in which at least 1,000 people were either injured or maimed in the tiny coastal enclave. According to psychiatrists, children who make up nearly 60% of the population in Gaza are still traumatized and psychologically weak. However, children are not the only ones who are suffering. Psychological problems are also widespread among adults, especially males.
We observed a lot of psychological and mental problems among those people. Some of them, they are losing their minds. Some of them, they are destroying many things inside the home. They became more aggressive.
Israeli forces relied heavily on airstrikes during their 8-day onslaught, which resulted in more fatalities and injuries per attack. Many Gazans were either killed or wounded from flying debris or houses collapsing on entire families, like that of the Karmoud family in north of the Strip.
It is very hard for me and for my brothers, my sisters, and my parents to cope with the fact that our house was bombed while we were sleeping inside. We are still traumatized because of what has happened to us. None of us were killed, but we suffered from various injuries, and we lost the place we used to call home.
The psychological effects of direct exposure to the horrors of war are exacerbated by pre-existing conditions. People here have already been under stress before the recent war due to poverty and the suffocating Israeli blockade. Despite the widespread psychological disorders, there are only a few centers in Gaza to cater for its population of over 1.7 million.
Really, we need a lot because the situation, the horrible situation, is big, and the services is lack of services among those people, or toward those people. We need to build specialized places to offer services to those people.
Weeks after the end of the devastating war, people here say they only wish to rebuild their lives that's been shattered by non-stop Israeli terrors.
Experts say victims are still traumatized by what Israeli forces put them through during 8 days of war. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.